Biluim, which was supposed to be one of the happiest days in Jewish history, the inauguration of the Mishkan, the inauguration of the Kohanim, and in the middle of the celebration, two sons of Aaron HaKohen, Nadav Aviu, are struck down, are killed by the fire. And the Pasuk tells us that they brought an Esh Zarah, and then a fire came out and killed them. Now, when we discuss the mistakes and the sins of the great Jewish personalities, we have to understand that these are subtle things that we don't fully understand or fully appreciate. If Rav Chaim Kanievsky's son, who is a Rosh Yeshiva himself, says that he can't even understand the tremendous level that his father was on, so how much more so we cannot begin to fathom the greatness of the sons of Aaron HaKohen. The two sons of Aaron HaKohen, Nadav Aviu, were struck down by fire, and the Pasuk tells us because they brought an Esh Zara. Chazal go on to give many, many different mistakes that they made that brought about this punishment. And the Kli Yakar is bothered. The Torah explicitly says they brought an Esh Zara. Why do Chazal give us all sorts of other reasons? And the Kli Yakar explains that many, many of the reasons revolve around Gaiva, again, on their lofty level, and Gaiva can be represented as an Esh Zara. As, just like fire goes up, the Baal Gaiva pumps himself up, just like the fire goes up, and that fits with the Medrash in Parsha Sav at the end of Parsha Zayin, very Kedai Medrash to look up, that the Baal Gaiva is punished with fire, and the Kli Yakar explains it, Mida Kenege Mida, the Baal Gaiva pumps himself up like the fire goes up, and the punishment comes through fire. Some of the different opinions that Chazal bring down, that Nadav Aviu were Moreh Halacha Bifnei Rabbam, that they paskin shailas in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Nadav Aviu said about Moshe and Aaron, when are these Zakenim, their father and their uncle, going to die so they can take over the leadership of the Jewish people, which involved Lashon Hara, which always involves Gaiva, and they think that they can do a better job than Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, that also involved Gaiva. Chazal tell us that they never got married, and the Medrash says the reason they never got married is because they could not find women that were good enough for them. So we find numerous chatoim, mistakes that they made that revolve around Midas HaGaiva. That is referred to as the Esh Zara, says the Yakar, and therefore Midah Keneged Midah, they were punished by fire. In the continuation of the Parsha, so we see the ultimate humility by their father, Aaron HaKohen, the very famous pasuk by Yidom Aaron. After his two sons on the happiest day of the year, one of the happiest days in Jewish history, his two sons are killed, and Aaron does not get angry at Hashem. He does not question Hashem, by Yidom Aaron, and that takes tremendous humility to understand that Hashem runs the show, and Hashem has a master plan. We just finished Purim. It takes a level of anava and humility to look behind the scenes and see Hashem behind every single scene in the Megillah, and looking at our own lives and seeing Hashem behind the scenes throughout our own lives, and to see that our successes are not because of Kochi v'otem yadi, that we are so fantastic, but rather because our successes are given to us, are a bracha from Hashem. We're going to read this week, in addition to Parsha Shmini, Parsha's Parah Aduma, the ultimate chok. It's a mitzvah that we don't understand, and we do it out of another because this is what Hashem said, not because we understand, not because we agree, because this is what Hashem said to do. We're coming up to Pesach. Matzah has the same ingredients as chametz. Chametz and matzah are both flour and water, and the chametz represents gaiva. It picks itself up, pushes himself up to show that he's better than the matzah. And that's part of the understanding of the severity of the Isser chametz, because it represents gaiva. We saw back in Parashat Vayikra, Saor, leaven, chametz does not go on the Mizbeach because there is no room for gaiva in Avodas Hashem. And lastly, there's Gemara Brachos Yedzayin, or Balexandri, when he would finish Shemona Esrei, he would say, Hashem, we want to do your will, Who stops us? The Seor Shebi Isa, the leaven in the dough, the chametz. And that chametz, Rashi says, refers to the Yetzahara. The Maharsha says it refers to the Gaiva. Hashem should help us that we should be able to see Hashem in every area of life and make the decisions that will make Hashem proud.